Somebody who rents a house to his friend. Hamaskir chayev bedelis baneger bamano uvachol dover shemaisa uma. The maskir, the owner of the house, is chayev to put up the door, the bolt, and the lock, and is chayev to do anything else that requires a craftsman. Avol dover she'eino maisa uman hasocher oseo. But something that doesn't require a craftsman, then the renter himself would have to do it. Hazevel shabal bayis. Any fertilizer that is made from other people's animals that pass through this property would belong to the owner of the property, not the renter, as his property is kona, the fertilizer for him, as the chaser of a person is kona, anything that is left in the field, and is hefker. But this is talking about where the fertilizer was made from other people's animals. But if the fertilizer was made from the socher's animals, then the socher would keep the fertilizer. The socher is only allowed to keep the fertilizer that is made from the ashes of the oven or stove that is in the property that he rented. As if other people come and bake things in the tanner and kirayim that is in this property, the socher would be allowed to keep the fertilizer that is made from those ashes. The reason being, as since those ashes are all mixed together with the ashes from the thing that the socher himself baked in this oven, so therefore the socher would be allowed to keep the fertilizer that is made from these ashes. Somebody rents a house to his friend for the year, and he charged a flat fee for the year. He didn't charge his friend per month. This abra hashana, this abra la socher. And after he rented it, it became an iber year. Bezin decided to add an extra month to the year and make it a 13-month year. That extra month is to the socher, to the renter. He doesn't have to pay for that extra month. And since he mentioned to him a flat fee for the whole year, so now that the year has become a 13-month year, he still has to pay the same amount, the amount that was mentioned by the master. His gerlo lechadashim, but if he rented it per month, as he rented it for the year, but the price was made up per the month, he would pay a certain amount every month, this abra hashana, this abra lamaskir. In this case, when it becomes an iber year, when it becomes a 13-month year, that extra month is to the maskir. The renter would have to pay an extra fee for that month. Ma'aseh b'tzipporin, ve'echas ha'sachar merchas mechavero, v'shnei maser zav lashana, midiner zav lachodesh. There was a story in Tzipori that somebody rented a bathhouse from his friend, and the price that was made up was 12 dinarim of zav per year, but also the price of one dinar zav per month was mentioned. So now we don't know which one is ikker. Was the ikker price that was made up was the price of 12 zav per year? In that case, if it becomes an ibrior after it was rented, he still would only have to pay 12 dinarim of zav, even though it's now a 13-month year. Or maybe the ikker price is the price per month, one dinar zav per month. In that case, he would have to pay the extra dinar if it becomes an ibra year. This story came to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yosei. And they said they should split that extra month, since we don't know which lashon is the ikker. They split that extra month, and the socher would pay for half of that month. He would pay a half a dinar for that extra month.